799-9873 or find them in Facebook. Custom Cabinet Renovation, 799-9873.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Everybody shut up.
Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is now threatening to pull out of talks planned with President Trump next month.
This seemed to come out of nowhere because the North Koreans have made so many concessions in recent weeks. A North Korean official said his country has no interest in this summit if all it's based on is, quote, one-sided demands to give up its nuclear arsenal. The Trump administration has said repeatedly and unequivocally that complete and total denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is their one and only goal.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Washington. An explosion at a medical office building in Southern California in Aliso Viejo is being investigated as an intentional act. A woman died, three people are hurt.
The explosion actually happened inside the building, basically on the bottom floor in the corner, and blew out the walls and the windows into the surrounding parking lot and the surrounding roads.
Orange County Fire Captain Tony Bomarito, nearby buildings were evacuated. Fox News. We report, you decide.
think this is... I
can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle, straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Get ready for a mashup of some of the greatest talent in the radio business. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Jay Scott.
These nuts. Got him!
Emily Hayes.
He's the best man ever.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas.
He's genius, eh? He knows the Alice.
So get ready for a good morning show experience with three men and a lady. Did I say good? I meant to say...
They're great!
Thank you, Rusty Aldridge. We appreciate that. We're working on some technical issues this morning. Yeah, well, I think this computer system needs to be taken downstairs, ripped out by the cords.
Thank you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Parts of East and Southeast Alabama have been getting wet for hours, continuously, all night long. And yet, wish it was over my yard, but it's not. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms around today. They will reach a peak, as always, in the afternoon and evening hours. Your town could see three or four showers, while other towns come out bone dry. That's the luck of the draw. High in the mid-80s today, upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Upper 80s, Saturday and Sunday, random showers and thunderstorms. Some towns get wet, others don't. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90, not much change Monday. Right now, this morning... You know, I'm checking the current stuff here. Here we go. 71 degrees at Montgomery's Danley Field, Montgomery Regional Airport. Dew point 68. Ouch. That's high. That's tropical air. And mostly cloudy skies at 609.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I almost feel like that's a lie. And speaking of lies, we have a new BS detector that's going to be built into the... so we can play it when we smell it. So to speak. But the big flaming thing on the internet is this Laurel and Yanni nonsense.
What?
You heard about
this?
And Hardy nonsense?
Laurel and Yanni.
Oh, okay. I saw a bunch of posts about it, but ain't nobody got time for that.
What is?
I listened to it yesterday, and then I downloaded it yesterday, and then I put it in my audio stuff yesterday and messed around with it.
Well, I'm out of the loop. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Listen to this clip. And decide whether this voice is saying Laurel or Yanni.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
This is what millions of people have become obsessed with.
This is like that blue or black or gold or whatever dress.
Exactly. It is the same thing.
So if I couldn't figure out the dress thing.
I could.
This one's just a matter of frequency.
The dress was gold.
What's going on? What are we talking about?
I dropped the frequency. Play the equalization on it, and then you can hear Yanni under it.
That's what I thought he said.
What is this? I don't even know what we're talking about. I have no idea.
Well, you're busy with weather.
Yeah, but what are we talking about, though?
That's why I'm here, to bring in other things like this. Again,
when did
you
this
remember
happen?
The thing with the picture of the dress and trying to figure out what color it was when it's green or gold? This is an audio version of that. And honestly, I'm not making this up. I wouldn't waste your time on the air if millions and millions and millions of people hadn't wasted time yesterday trying to figure it out.
Laurel. Laurel.
And where does it come from?
One more time. Laurel.
Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Laurel.
What?
The second time I heard it, sounds like Yanni.
Where does that come from, though?
I don't know. Somebody posted it on their social media thing. I'm not sure. They you know, I don't know. They found the piece of audio and they played with it and they put it on the air and put it out there. And
I don't know how I got through the whole day without knowing this.
Don't you hate you missed it?
Don't now, you feel better now?
You know, I'm glad I'm in the loop.
Well, personally, in my opinion, I think it's
Where did you find that?
I have resources.
Uh-huh.
I have great resources. All right, we're going to check out the news here in just a second.
Have you checked out those eggs downstairs? They're the farm fresh eggs that we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Papa John brought me those yesterday. And since we had discussed those, and they do have a more colorful yolk, and I think a slightly
really bright yellow. Yeah, yeah.
Were the cows a different color too this morning? They were. That was good steak. what
glad
color
you,
were the cows?
Glad you enjoy. Is today Wednesday, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. I've been a little bit flustered. Yeah, I actually was way.
There it is.
There it is on Fox. Yanni or Laurel?
Internet split.
Laurel and Yanni, whatever. I mean, this is not insane.
This is America's obsession now.
This is it.
In
you
the
got
last
it, buddy.
Hours.
That's the way it is. Next occasion on the calendar for gift-giving purposes is Dad's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And let me suggest you stop by and browse the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcase at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville, because if Dad is passionate on one side or the other, they have some really amazing gifts for men and women there. That's a good place to start. So if you've met that criterion, Dad is a War Eagle Roll Tide guy, start there and find something really nice and classy for Pops. There's a lot of stuff to look at in that showcase. There's other ideas, too. You can actually build Dad a watch.
I was going to ask you, didn't you have Janelle's earrings done there?
I did, the hoop earrings with her name.
Yeah, so could my dad's a Georgia fan.
Mm-hmm.
Could they do something like that?
I would imagine they could do anything. They can create letters, and all you got to do is go in with the idea, rough it out, kind of draw on a piece of paper, and then they'll work with it. And they're really good. Creating from scratch. That's a talent that is unique to a personal jeweler like Bryan Jewelry. So if you're stuck on ideas, let me suggest you begin there at 1778 East Main in Prattville and online at bryanjewelry.com. Your local news, and then we're right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. David Burkett won the District 26 Senate seat last night in a landslide victory. This special election was to fill Quentin Ross's seat after he stepped down to become the president of Alabama State University. The primary election is set for June 5th. Governor Kay Ivey has joined six other governors in backing President Donald Trump's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize for efforts to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. 18 U.S. House Republicans have formally nominated Trump. And the Montgomery County School Board has approved a contract for new superintendent and more. She will earn a salary of $215,000 and will be eligible for a performance-based raise after her first year. The salary was negotiated down from an initial $227,000. Some board members say it is still too high. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The majority of the radio world opens the mic and then thinks, well, now what?
Well, then we are on two different wavelengths. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committed to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103. Ready to be rewarded for your hard work and skill? Fitzgerald Peterbilt is looking to fill multiple positions in the diesel technician field. Paid holidays, 401k, insurance, opportunity for advancement, all sound good to you? Give Fitzgerald Peterbilt a call today at 245-6500 and join their team. Peterbilt is one of the most respected companies in the trucking industry. If you're ready for a comprehensive benefits package for paid vacations, a family work environment, and a chance to learn, grow, and advance in your field, then what are you waiting for? Call Fitzgerald Peterbilt now at 245-6500. That's 245-6500.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The world is filled with a lot of BS.
I had breakfast with Kanye this morning.
But now, you can sort through it all with the BS detector alarm. Just turn it on, and when someone starts spreading bull...
Sorry I'm late to work. Oh, but it wasn't because I'm hungover. Oh, man, you got me.
Oh, not tonight, honey. I have a headache. Oh, son of a bitch!
And it's not just for BS. It also detects hogwash, malarkey, and poppycock.
Honey, while you're at your mother's, I'm going to clean the garage and not go near a golf course.
That's a load of crap, you dirty liar!
The BS Detector Alarm. Order now and get a second one absolutely free. Okay, fine, not completely free. You have to pay separate shipping and processing fees.
And that's a new feature here. So if I come on the air... And I say, wow, I can't wait to turn 50. Now, one thing people lie about is their age, and later on we could play True the Baloney on who and who is not over the age of 65.
That's going to come in handy during the political season.
Oh! I just had to shut it off when the commercials were in there. Otherwise,
man.
People might be hearing that more frequently than they care to. 617 now on News Talk 93.1 FM. All callers to the show are eligible for some great prizes.
Especially if your name is Lanny or Laurel.
Right? Yeah. By the way, it's 50-50. Look at the comments. I put it on Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
And half the people say Yanni, half the people say Laurel.
I hear Laurel. I don't even know how you could get Yanni.
I don't know how you get, I don't know either. How could there be? How could someone else hear it differently?
I actually have heard both. The more you listen to it, the more it sounds like the one opposite of what you heard the first time. It's a trick. And it's keeping a lot of people busy. People with the PWNBTs, the people with nothing better to do. Hey, guess what? I was going to say all callers to the show qualify for some great prizes at the end of the week. It's part of another one of our very exclusive...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
That's the grand prize drawing on Friday. And we have put her in charge of that.
That's
like management level responsibility. Anyway,
thanks.
We draw for some great stuff, including the works from Don Duncan, All American Tire and Auto. So your call, like if you're playing one of our contests or you just want to say something about something you heard or whatever, it's never in vain. You may walk away with it. Nice gift certificate to Don Duncan to get your car completely serviced, or a Clark's Club membership, which is worth $159, and something that's really coming in handy as we get into not just the heat, but the humidity. Yesterday.
This morning, the dew point is 69. That's not acceptable.
What's the number that we cross that line?
Well, nice is starting 59 and lower.
Okay.
Humid starts at 60. High humidity starts at 65, and stupid starts at 70.
When does steamy begin?
Steamy and stupid go hand in hand when it's in the dew points in the 70s.
All right, Rich has the timeline for the 16th of May. We'll also find out what makes it the greatest day ever. We have today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. We're going to go surfing. Barney the Dinosaur with a lecture on secondhand pot smoke.
Uh-oh.
A new crisis in America.
Uh-oh.
Along with all the other crises we're facing.
Yeah.
But first, let's see what's happening on the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, making men matter.
Here's Mr.
Waka Waka.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. So far, so good this morning. No accidents, no delays on any of the major roadways. Looks like both interstate systems are okay. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, no problems. At Reinhart Toyota, you can purchase a 2018 Camry, the number one selling car in America, for just $22,660, plus tax, title, and tags. Reinhart Toyota, your low-price volume dealer. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the day we never pronounce correctly. Wednesday?
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interests in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. Mr. Sandman.
It is over. The moving sale at Mr. Sandman has come to an end. We will be setting up our 2 Montgomery locations during the next week or so, and I will let you know when they will open. I know you will be waiting anxiously by the radio for my announcement. If you have layaways or service needs, we will be available. Our Millbrook location is open as usual and has many of our new Serta Hybrid mattresses and the fabulous new Property Brothers mattresses on display. These Scott Brothers mattresses, as seen on HGTV, made by Restonic, offer amazing comfort and support at reasonable prices. They, as well as most of our premium choices from Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, Versonic, and Pure Tadalay Bliss, work on a power adjustable basis or with your current power base. Mr. Sandman still has the best selection of quality, inexpensive mattresses around, including hybrids and memory foam mats. Our Millbrook store has many floor sample and closeout sets available at amazing discount prices and is 4 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 across from Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about secondhand pot smoke. Smoke, smoke, smoke is blown all around your head. You wanted hugs from mommy and daddy, but you got high instead. Secondhand pot smoke is a big problem. At least that's what they're telling us anyway. When you're in your house and you're feeling kind of funny, you're inhaling all the smoke and you're getting kind of hungry. Hot pockets and chips, oh no, you got the munchies. Are you feeling kind of funny? That funny feeling is what your older brother refers to as a contact high. So when you're done binging on some Cool Ranch, get out of the house. Bernie loves you.
Listen for the piccolos. It's the timeline from May 16th with your host, Rich Thomas, at 626.
I haven't thought about it. Those are piccolos, aren't they? Yeah.
How about Can you imagine being a professional piccolo player? We need you here at the studio.
Here at ABC.
Can you imagine just being a professional piccolo player?
Yeah.
No.
Or telling somebody, trying to impress somebody, you know, when the news starts, that's me playing the piccolo.
Hey, baby. I'm a professional piccolo player.
Yeah. Come over here.
Be a
136th day of the year. There are 229 days remaining on Love a Tree Day. Hug a tree today. Are you a tree hugger? It is National Mimosa Day.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you two words that make me cringe. Endless mimosa, because of a story that happened in Destin that I won't tell again.
No, two words make me rejoice. Bottomless mimosas.
Well,
bring them on. Bring them on. Who's bringing them to the station right now? I wish you would have told me in advance. I would have taken care of everything. Oh, my lands.
The next day is pretty rough. National Sea Monkey Day, of course. Everybody knows May 16th is National Sea Monkey Day.
Yes.
On this date in 1770, King Louis marries Marie Antoinette. At Versailles. And of course, the reception followed. 1868, the Senate fails by one vote to convict President Andrew Johnson as he takes it on the first ballot of the 11 articles of impeachment against him. 152 years ago, 1866, Congress authorized minting it's a nickel, 5-cent piece. It was called a half dime at the time. So a new coin on this date. 1929, the first Academy Awards handed out at a dinner party for about 250 people at the Blossom Room of the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. 1964, Mary Wells, Motown Records' first number one hit with My Guy, written and produced by Smokey Robinson. 1965, SpaghettiOs are sold for the first time.
Uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs.
Hey, I can play that.
You got that? You got SpaghettiOs?
No, I can only do the part where he goes,
SpaghettiOs!
I got you. 52 years ago, 1966, the Beach Boys released the album Pet Sounds, an album now regarded as a masterpiece. Composer, producer Brian Wilson, he's borderline genius / psycho sometimes, widely ranked as one of the most influential records ever released. So how could we not do something from Pet Sounds for our song of the day? A lot of their songs have super short intros like this one, but we've never done it before. Wouldn't it be nice to start our day with the Beach Boys? Happy birthday, Pet Sounds!
Together.
Great song, Pet Sounds.
Background vocals by Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Another good song from the album is, of course, God Only Knows. Every cut. 1984 on this day, 34 years ago, Andy Kaufman dies of lung cancer in Los Angeles. He had never smoked a cigarette, and there's a lot of controversy about his death. Some people claim he's still alive. 32 years ago, 1986, Bobby Ewing, Patrick Duffy comes back from the dead on Dallas. It was just a shower scene.
Oh, my lands. And you know the whole thing behind that. How they got that filmed while keeping the cast in the dark about it mm-hmm. was they told him they had him on set to film a soap commercial.
Oh.
So that's how they did it.
So they didn't tell them what was going on.
Like, I don't even think that Pam, that Victoria Principal.
Really?
Because you know how she comes into the bathroom
sure.
and sees him in the shower and he turns around and says, hi, honey.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, like, hi, Pam or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, you know, they got it filmed with keeping everybody.
Interesting.
So no spoilers would get out.
Also on that date in 86, Top Gun was released.
Yes.
I feel the need.
The need for speed.
Shelley Segoe made me take her to
of
see that.
Of course she did.
Shelley, you know.
Shelley was awfully forceful.
Well, that's another story for another day. 28 years ago, in 1990, Sammy Davis Jr. died of throat cancer in Los Angeles, age 64. Young age to go. 28 years ago, 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson died. Speaking of young, age 53, pneumonia, New York. 20 years ago, 1998, Rolling Stones had to cancel a few dates from their Bridges to Babylon tour after Keith fell out of a chair in his home and injured his chest and ribs. Reportedly, while reaching for some porn, a book of porn. You know, these things happen. 18 years ago in 2000, the artist formerly known as Prince went back to just plain Prince because his publishing contract expired on December 31st, 1999 with Warner Brothers. Just plain Prince said his birth name was emancipated. 12 years ago, 2006, Survivor winner Richard Hatch sentenced to 51 months in prison for tax evasion.
That was great. What a jerk.
7 years ago, 2011, Fox cancels America's Most Wanted after 23 years and 1,178 criminals caught. 2014, Barbara Wawa signs off from, she retires from ABC News and the co-host of the daytime program, The View.
Wee-wee.
Barbara Wawa. Who did that?
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner
that
did her
so
on this.
Good,
Birthdays. Janet Jackson is 52. Tracy Gold is 49. She was Carol Seaver on Growing Pains. Tucker Carlson is also 49 today.
It's Tucker's birthday.
Tucker's birthday, bow tie wearing conservative. Deborah Winger is 63. I remember her from Urban Cowboy, really. Officer and a Gentleman, Terms of Endearment. Pierce Brosnan is 65. James Bond and Remington Steele. Liberace would have had a birthday today. He died in 1987. I remember, didn't he have a line that when they were making fun of him, and he says, oh, I laughed all the way to the bank. That's a great line when you think
he
about
was,
it.
He was, people don't understand, in 50s TV, mm-hmm. he was about as big as Lucy. He was about number two or three on the...
Flashy.
He was very, very popular.
Kind of like an Elton John with the kind of stuff he would wear, you know?
You could say that.
Yeah, I did. Henry Fonda would have had a birthday today. He died in 1982, father of Jane and Peter, and best actor for On Golden Pond. We're a couple of days away from Deadpool 2, 9 days away from Memorial Day weekend. Wow, time marches on. 32 days till Father's Day, 49 days till Independence Day. Birthday cake at the end of September. That's 100 you know, I didn't write how many days it is. It's a ways off.
I'm cutting that down for other reasons, not for birthday cake.
Santa works again in 223 days. Attention, Santa. And wedding cake, 255 days away. 2019's wedding of the year. That's your timeline.
With your host, Laurel.
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 Yanni. I'm hearing Yanni.
No.
Laurel.
How?
Laurel. And it's become a bit of a Facebook brawl this morning. Of course, my favorite response, and it's from the guy who always accuses us of entertaining ourselves. William Barrett.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
He just added that, but we're getting both Laurel and Yanni in from the Facebook thread.
Now, Cooter says all he hears is Yanni. How could you?
How do you? How
do you hear Yanni when it's Laurel?
Once we're done here, I'll get the audio file and okay. mess with it. And
who's an audio file?
Yeah, and I'll play you both.
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay,
that's Yanni.
No, Laurel.
You're crazy.
Laurel. I have more experienced ears than you. Trust me, okay?
Oh, please.
Certainly older ears.
Man.
Your ears are more mature.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr.
Adorable. No, I won't get any more steak and eggs anymore.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Don't get steak and eggs. You'll have liver.
Liver.
Oh, yummy.
Just no, like it's long.
Just like Mom used to make. Opening in 24 shopping minutes from right now, Lewis Lawn. At 1135 Northeastern Bypass, a great place to find all your favorite brand names, including the big Xmark line. And that is featured this month at Lewis Lawn, along with all your other favorites like Toro, Shindawa, and of course the entire steel product line is too. They've got good stuff going on. The guy that can steer you in the best direction as far as pricing, incentives, rebates, all that, his name is Chad Sasser. He'll be slipping the key through the front door shortly, as he gets ready for another 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. day at Lewis Lawn, a place the pros use because, like my guy from J&S Landscaping, John Cato wears proudly a big yellow Lewis Lawn shirt. When something needs to be fixed, they don't have days to wait for it to get done. They go straight to Lewis Lawn, where they know they have a full service department to support the purchase. But individuals, do-it-yourselfers go there as well, not only for the great products they sell. The friendly service from Chad and Amy and Haley and the Lewises are two of the finest citizens the River Region will ever, ever have. Please trust me on that. They're fantastic people and good friends. 244-9191 is the number. Again, Lewis Lawn open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There's rain in eastern Alabama this morning. As a matter of fact, from Macon County all the way to the Georgia line and southward, it's been raining for the last several hours. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms around today. They'll reach a peak this afternoon and this evening. Today may be your day at your house, and other towns may come up dry. Mid-80s for a high today, upper 60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Saturday and Sunday, random showers and storms around again. Some towns get wet, others don't. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90, not much change on Monday. And this morning, we have 73 degrees with a very high dew point of 69, indicating there's a lot of water vapor in the air. And mostly cloudy skies now at 639.
Laurel. Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah. Laurel.
Laurel.
There's no, there's Laurel. A, there's not even like a,
Laurel.
There's an I E mean, sound for the Yanni. I mean,
do you hear Frank in there too? Jeez.
I hear buzz. All right, coming up a little bit later, we'll have today's Cheap and Trashy, some television ratings news, some TV shows canceled, renewed, and all that stuff.
When do we get to do the Bomb Hours World of the Day?
I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses, but we will have it right after this traffic update.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are holding up nicely out there. No problems on the roadways so far. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride. I don't see anything on the boulevard to give you any trouble. Atlanta Highway's all clear as well. And the 31s haven't started picking up yet so far this morning. Registration for summer term is May 23rd at Trenum State Community College. Classes begin May 24th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
gravy.
Oh.
As in wavy?
Wavy gravy. Biscuits and gravy breakfast bowl available at the Baumhauer's downtown. If you've never had a Baumhauer's breakfast, you got to make it a point to get up early or get down there. Some Monday through Friday between 7 and 10 in the morning, and the classics like their biscuits and gravy breakfast bowl is just $3.99. Gravy, the Baumhauer's winning word of the day, and that'll be up for redemption this afternoon between 3 and 6 on Happy Hour. Be the sixth caller at 272-9228. So jot down the word gravy and the number 272-9228 so you can win a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Gold gift card.
I'll be at Baumhauer's for lunch today, at lunch today.
Oh?
Yeah. Friend is coming into town, and he's got a business meeting, and he asked if I wanted to have lunch.
You take good care of your friends.
I will.
Oh, before we do get to the cheap and trashy, we will join. This will be good practice for syncing up with CBS 8. Yeah. We're going to sync up with the Kim Jong-un Morning Show.
Oh, good.
We'll see what's going on there at 640.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at BB King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
BB King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You more music, less freedom. Playing you the hits from North Korea. Come up next, new song. It called Gonna Blow Up You Love. Ah, hey, Maca, you starting to like me, huh? Look like American business want to come here to North Korea. I have great idea for business here. Kim Jong-un Hotel. You check in, but you never check out. Ah, buddy. It's crazy our morning zoo here. Color one you on.
Yes, almighty leader. If you open business, may I have job?
Yes, I pay you 10 cents a day. You start tomorrow.
What? That's not enough money for food.
Silence! You fired!
Quick, quick.
Ah, how about that? That pretty wacky, huh? You lose job in 5 seconds. Who are dumb?
Quick, quick.
Like you in America. Come work for me. We make iPhones together, America.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I heard Laurel. She said Laurel.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Said Laurel, good evening.
Next to this, that's the second biggest. What the?
What does Mrs. Ritterbuttle hear when she hears the Laurel
she
thing?
She doesn't hear Laurel. She says, the woman is saying, I'm in a cow.
No, I know that.
The Laurel and Yanni, what does she say?
What does she say with the Laurel and the Yanni thing?
She wasn't feeling well, so she hasn't checked in.
Oh.
I don't think. She often does. Let me just scroll through here. By the way, did you like to see the post this morning with the Husky?
Yes.
That's our show. The only one with... All right, no, she has not rendered an opinion on that.
I'm just curious.
But whatever it is, you know she's right. I've learned. All right, TV ratings for last week. Big Bang Theory season finale. I guess a couple of the people on the show got married. And even with that BM, that big moment on the show... They got 15.5 million viewers, and that's down about 3 million from what they were averaging just a year ago. Explain, Lucy. I really don't know. Number two was NCIS, new episode, 15 million. That also down about 3 million from what it was averaging a year ago. Young Sheldon season finale, 12.5. Bull, number four, Rich.
It was an excellent end of the season and really set up next season. Wow.
And Roseanne was fifth with 10 million viewers. They renewed the show, and they made the fatal mistake of saying there's going to be less political humor in it. It is for you. It was her positions that made the show a hit. Why would you... I guess they just can't take the fact that somebody who might even lean in Donald Trump's direction does not exist. So I predict it'll last half a season and be gone. Mom was number six, Blue Blood seven. 60 Minuets was eighth. American Idol moving up the charts all the way to number nine. And the Monday episode of The Voice.
Have they been in the top 10 at all? American
I think
Idol?
The only reason they're in it this week is attrition. Because they have yet to equal their final numbers when they bowed out on Fox. So it was a stupid idea to bring it back. Some person they needed was Simon Cowell, not Katy Perry, and they wasted a lot of money.
Some ABC guy is going to be looking for a tall building.
I think, in fact, you may see a head or two roll. There goes one now.
Ooh, goodness.
Back to our top story.
Laurel.
No.
Laurel.
Laurel, that's...
Yanni. All right, another entertainment news for you this morning. Mm-hmm. Robinson Cano. We always throw a little sports in here from time to time. Who?
He's the guy that was...
He was headed to the Hall of Fame as a second baseman.
Now he's not...
He's never going to make it. He tested positive. And now he said it was like a skin cream, but it's actually used as a masking agent.
It,
so
it
he
masks another drug.
Likely taking something else.
Yeah. 80-game suspension and their best player.
That's $9.9 million in lost wages.
Who does he play for?
And he has also lost the respect of the baseball world.
Was he really their best player, though?
Well, according to Quick Pitch,
I mean,
which we watch in the middle of the night.
I'm just saying, if he was doing that, was he really the best player?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh,
good point.
Yeah.
Good point. And then his whole record now, when you look at all his numbers.
I think their best player is the pitcher, Paxton, that got the no-hitter a few days ago.
I could care less that Barry Bonds is at the home run.
It means nothing. I was talking to Joey about that yesterday.
It's nothing.
Young Joey.
Joey.
asked me that question, and no, I don't recognize Barry Bonds. He cheated. He looked like a freak. If you ever look at pictures of Barry Bonds when he was in his 20s and then late 30s, it's two different people.
Yeah.
His head somehow got bigger. Meghan Markle's dad in royal wedding news is having surgery. Probably missed the royal wedding.
Heart surgery, right?
Bless him.
Is mom going to be there? He's white. She's black. Is that right? They have a mixed marriage. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I believe so. I don't.
She's black and dad's white.
All I've seen really is more about how it's like her extended family or whatever is showing up, even though they're not invited.
Dad used to be the lighting guy on Married with Children for years, and so she used to hang out on the set at Married with Children.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, he wants to go. He originally didn't. Then he wanted to be there, and now this heart procedure may prevent him from going. You guys have seen the trailer for Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Has that made it a movie you want to go out and see?
It's interesting. I mean, it's not like Deadpool 2, but...
No, it's not like Deadpool 2.
The actor that they have to play Freddie Mercury looks like he nails it.
Yeah.
Actually,
let's
all
give
of
it a
them
listen.
Do.
Trailer.
So now what?
This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
It goes on forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
Oh, wow.
What a great line.
Rami Malek is, he's perfect for the role.
The guy that playing Brian May looks exactly like him as well.
Yeah, that part they played, I heard the drums like I never heard them before.
Did you hear Yanni or Laurel?
The funny thing about this Yanni and Laurel thing is I think of Yanni, we used to call him, and I had to play his crap on...
that guy? The actual musician?
Yeah, the
pseudo. Boy.
And even worse, in the late 80s, there were women who thought I looked like him.
It's the Yanni and John Tesh marathon.
All right, continuing here.
I think the guy who says that 6 minute line in the... Not the one that Freddie Mercury or that guy actor says, but the 6 minute line, I swear that sounds like Michael Myers.
You think so?
I think he played, yeah. Because it goes on for 6 bloody minutes. It sounds like Michael Myers. So.
It goes on forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
I don't know.
The guy that says 6 minutes sounds like Michael
Myers. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that sounds like Michael Myers.
Yeah, no, you have good observation, Jay. Yeah. So, really, is it?
Laurel. Laurel.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to, maybe I'll do it in a break or something. I'll go downstairs and mess with it. So that you can play it both. You can play them and you'll hear the Yanni and the
Laurel
part.
Oh, man.
What's amazing is that everybody is like caring about this, and that's the part I don't understand. ABC's new shows include a spinoff of The Goldbergs, a 70s based sitcom, which might have some intrigue. The kids are all right. And, a show featuring Nathan Fillion that sounds like Castle. Let's see. What are they canceling?
I watched the trailer for that show, The Rookie. Just the Nathan Fillion thing.
Actually, I'm missing a few pages from that part of the thing. I dropped everything outside. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. I found them. They renewed the Goldbergs, Good Dr. Grace, Anatomy again. How many is this, like the 31st season of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Station 19 and Roseanne, blah, blah, blah.
They're like the Law and Order of medical dramas.
America's Funniest Home Videos. That's got to be like the longest running thing next to 60 Minuets, right?
It's real easy to, it's cheap to produce, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't have to do anything.
There's a lot of material coming in all the time.
Yeah. The shows that they've canceled, Alex, Inc., The Crossing, Deception, Designated Survivor, Downward Dog, Marvel's Inhumans, The Mayor, The Middle, Once Upon a Time, Quantico Scandal, Summer Between, Still Star-Crossed, and 10 Days in the Valley. God, that's a lot of crap.
They have killed a lot of shows.
But Dancing with the Stars will carry on. And
again, cheap to produce.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not so cheap to produce.
Well, the hard part is finding actual...
Oh, Dancing with the Stars. I thought we were talking about American Idol. American Idol is...
No. Dancing with the Stars, cheap.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I will be very interested to see if there will be a story on whether or not money was made or money was lost on American Idol's comeback. I'm going to say it's a loser.
Yeah.
All right, 6:55 with a bird about our friend Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
That's me. I'm here.
Oh, would you like your little introduction?
Sure, it never gets played any other time.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
I'll have what she's having.
A mimosa.
A bottomless.
I shall begin.
Okay.
On a real talk note, though, if you're dealing with back pain or if you've got any kind of pain that's been just following you around, you keep taking over-the-counter stuff to deal with it, but it never really goes away, or if you're tired of being shuffled through the big box chiropractor shops, you need to check out Dr. Jeff Pasley and the staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They've been in Millbrook since 2006, and Dr. Jeff Pasley meets one-on-one with you so he can show you other ways of managing your pain besides taking a bunch of medication, be it over-the-counter or any kind of opiate, because Alabama leads the country in opioid use, and why should we add to that number when you don't have to? You won't feel like you've been lost in the shuffle because of how they treat you, how they take the time to get to know you, to know what's going on. They familiarize themselves with your case, and they get you fixed up right. Millbrook Family Chiropractic accepts most insurance plans, so you should be covered. And they have convenient hours, so if you need to get up there from Montgomery, you can. They're open 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon, Tuesday, and Thursday. And they don't overbook, so you don't have to worry about your time being cut short. They spend that one-on-one quality time with you. So learn more by checking out MillbrookChiropractor.com. You can give them a call at 285-8483. That's 285-8483. You can find them on Facebook just by looking at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. And they're located at 3363 Highway 14 in Postcard Light, Millbrook.
And while you're there, ask him to play a couple of numbers on the guitar for you.
Very talented fellow.
Oh, he is. And
very easy to talk to, very talented. You know,
talk to him. Tell him he's got an invitation to come by and hang out in the afternoon show sometime if he has a day off early.
You just like it because he brought you those chocolatey drinks.
Well, that was nice.
Yes.
That was very, very nice, yeah. But he's got kind of a standing invitation. 6:57. Appointment Radio is 5:10 every afternoon with Brant McDonald on Happy Hour. He gets the update on the numbers and why the market got a little bit jumpy yesterday. Not severely, just a little bit of a down day. He makes a sense out of all of that, and he can make sense of your money and help you put together a plan for your future. Call and make an appointment to sit down and meet the brain trust at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management at 387-0094. Fox News coming up. Random Facts with Jay. Get your note-taking or listening devices handy for our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz coming up.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt?